Next is a progress note on Teresa Corridor Fox, last name Corridore-Fox. And Teresa, T-H-E-R-E-S-A, date was January 3rd, 2022. Place was Winter Village in Frankenmuth. New paragraph. Corridor Fox was seen regarding diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and steadiness, and she's not been feeling very well, period. Mrs. Fox stated that since about the 3rd of December, after getting her booster, she's been feeling ill, period. It's been even worse since coming home from visiting her daughter on December 22nd, period. Symptoms include fatigue and cold symptoms such as cough and low-grade fever and loss of taste, period. She's wondering if she has COVID-19 infection, is quarantining herself, period. She also developed a sore throat, period. And one day she slept about 12 hours, period. She gets dizzy from time to time, period. She does have mild dyspnea, but that's not different than baseline, period. Otherwise, she did not appear ill, and she was oriented, period. She has a history of GERD, which is not bothering her now, period. She has osteoarthritis, which is ongoing, but not too bothersome right now, period. She denies other new complaints, period. There's no basic medication change since my last visit, period. She doesn't need refills on Alprazolam and Ambien, and Xanax has helped her anxiety quite a bit, period. New paragraph. The coronary artery is stable without any current cardiac symptoms, and it appears stable with respect to her depression and hypothyroidism, period. In paragraph review, assistant is negative for fever, chills, pain. Review is negative for chills, but she has low-grade fever off and on, period. Eye, no complaints, ENT, slightly sore throat, no earache. A respiratory, mild dyspnea, which is baseline. Cardiovascular, no angina or palpitations, GI, no bowel pain, vomiting, or diarrhea. GU, no dysuria, musculoskeletal, chronic arthralgias. CNS, no headaches, fainting, or seizures, period. She didn't have really any myalgias either. New paragraph, pastor, she's positive for diabetes, mellitus type 2, essential tremor, insomnia, hypertension, chronic constipation, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypothyroidism, reactive depression, osteoarthritis of multiple joints, coronary artery disease. Diabetes, mellitus type 2, new paragraph. Family history, mother died at 90 of heart attack and had a stroke. Here she had diabetes, mellitus, and dementia. No, sorry, that was her father. Her father died at 90 of heart attack, stroke, diabetes, and dementia. Her mother died at 80, and she had strokes, hypertension, dementia, kidney disease, and heart problems. This paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed, so not as ill-appearing. Blood pressure 134 over 86. Pulse 67. Respiratory rate 16. O2 saturation 93. Head and neck. Pupil equal and reactive, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular movements normal, oral mucosa normal, use normal inspection, neck supple, no nodes, lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing, cardiovascular normal, as well as two, no gout, no murmur, no significant edema, abdomen soft and non-tender, CNS, she's up and about with stable gait, no lateralizing weakness, cranial goes to normal. In paragraph assessment and plan, one, Mrs. Fox has upper respiratory symptoms and loss of taste, so I did a nasal swab to rule out COVID-19, period. She is quarantining herself until the 7th of January, period. She has not been tested, but she has symptoms, period. Two, she has diabetes virus 2, which is currently controlled with Toujeo, 20 units every morning, and sugars seem to be acceptable, period. Three, she has essential hypertension, currently controlled Yes.
Thank you.
Topical XL, 100 milligrams daily. Period. Four, she has coronary artery disease with a native artery, and that's stable. And we'll continue Topical XL, 100 milligrams daily for this. Imdur, 10 milligrams daily. And five, extended 5 milligrams daily. Five, she has hypothyroidism, stable level thyroxine, 25 micrograms daily, period. It's her anxiety, I'll continue the Xanax, which I recently increased to 0.5 milligrams TID, and she says that makes a big difference in her well-being, period. We continue Ambien for insomnia, period. Overall, I'll continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.